Mohammedan Mohammed, analysis of gang rape suspects' names in Germany claims majority are migrant heritage. By Oliver J.J. Lane on September 5, 2024. Germany's IFTES has acquired a list of the four names of all 2023 gang rape suspects in one federal state, claiming it shows the vast majority are of migrant heritage. A clear trend is evident in the four names of those named as suspects in gang rapes in the western German state of North Rhine-Westphalia, NRW, it is stated, after the Alternative for Germany (AFD) faction applied for a release of information not found in normal government data releases. There were 209 reported gang rapes in NRW in 2023. A publication by the state's Interior Ministry answering questions by two parliamentarians from the right-wing populist anti-mass migration of reports. The document notes while there is no actual definition of gang rape in German law, the research was facilitated by looking at reported rape cases where suspects were recorded as not working alone. In those cases, 155 suspects have been identified, and 71 of those are German citizens. Known migrants are therefore already thought responsible for over half of attacks, the statistics reveal. But the disparity becomes even more clear when the four names, which can be released in line with German privacy law, if not the surnames, are studied, it is claimed. The state's IFT faction say adding those known migrants to German citizens with what it describes as obviously not German heritage four names suggests a massive 76% of suspects are of foreign heritage. A separate analysis of the same data by German newspaper of record Die Welt states that even when counting out all doubtful name cases such as Jason or Luca, it still finds 78.1% of suspects in all probability had a migration background. Welt notes German suspects on the list included individuals with names like Bilal, Ibrahim or Mohammed. As previously reported, as mass migration continues to transform German society, names like Mohammed and its spelling variants are already becoming more popular in Germany for newborn babies. The analysis by Welt is remarkable for a mainstream right-centrist European newspaper, given the now long-accepted official position that nationality is defined by passport alone. And to question this or dig deeper in individual heritage is said to be a racist act. Announcing the release of the data, the IFT reflected there had been a gang rape in NRW every 42 hours in 2023 and said they questioned the usefulness the less informative official statistics regularly published. NRW IFT politicians Marcus Wagner and Inki Sally Zacharias had, consequently, requested more detailed information. Also revealed was the fact the most common NRW city for gang rapes was Cologne, already long notorious for such crimes, and the most common countries of origin for suspected gang rapists were Syria, Kosovo, Afghanistan, and Iraq. Wagner said of the data he forced into the public domain, like knife violence, beatings, Islamist attacks or groping in public swimming pools, the increase in gang rapes is not a matter of fate. This form of abuse, which often lasts several hours, is a crime imported primarily by unbridled migration. The probability is high that right now, at this very moment, a group of immigrants in NRW is raping an innocent victim. We owe it to our wives and daughters and everyone affected to stop unregulated migration immediately. Indeed, just hours after Wagner made reference to Germany's problem of sexual assaults at public pools, another such case in Germany hit the headlines, with a 12-year-old girl allegedly raped in a pool changing room, the suspect said to be a Syrian national. The gang rape statistics came from the NRW IFT faction just days after they secured the release of other statistics pertaining to knife crime in the state. It found 47% of suspects were migrants, but the IFT had not pulled off the name for name request trick with that dataset demand, and consequently were left only asking rhetorically how many of the German suspects were themselves of migrant background. The party accused the Green Coalition government of covering up migrant crime by awarding German citizenship to migrants.